The girl entered a guilty plea to one count of drug distribution for ordering drugs over the dark web. She was arrested at McDonald's last June. She also pled to one count of reckless endangerment tied to her actions in 2016 when she agreed to have drugs surreptitiously delivered to her house that were later connected to the deaths of two best friends at Treasure Mountain Junior High, Grant Seaver and Ryan Ainsworth. Juvenile court judge Elizabeth Knight sentenced the girl to 6 months probation. Her defense attorney, Mary Corporon, asked for no more than 3 months, given that her client is hoping to attend college starting in August. The judge did not agree to that, but set a review hearing for the probation on July 12th. The girl was also sentenced to 36 hours community service, a fine of $270, and random drug testing. The girl replied to the judge's questions in a faint voice. Her attorney read out the statement of the actions she was admitting to in her plea. Judge Knight said she's happy the girl has been undergoing substance abuse treatment. The judge told the defendant that she is incredibly bright. However, sometimes she lets people manipulate her into doing things she knows are wrong. The judge said, quote, "You know what you need to do, but you get pressured into making the wrong choices." The judge noted every case involved coercion from a male. The judge said the results have been detrimental and sad for the father of Grant Seaver, who was present in court, and the girl herself, who lost a lot of her senior year at Park City High. The judge said the girl has a chance to go in a different direction. Grant Seaver's father declined to make a statement to the court. The girl's parents were also on hand, but did not want to make a statement. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brofman.